Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Based on the astonishing principles of A Course in Miracles from noted author Tony Karangi, the Gladiator series, Book 2, Lost, recounts the histories of two people made and are reincarnated lifetime after lifetime on their way to enlightenment. It's the story of a promise made and a promise kept. The promise was kept even before it was made. It was made when one of them was a gladiator. Lost is a narrative from the mind beyond space and time. It's the tale told by the lost son of the lifetime, when the Oathkeeper finds the lost son to put straight his path, but the ego persists. Tony was turned on to fiction writing as a child by a babysitter. As an adult, pursued studies in math and statistics, obtaining a bachelor's and MSPH, enjoys travel, has lived in Rome, Italy for 3 years, as a CDL, drives around the country in the contiguous United States, currently lives aboard a sailboat in Miami, trained in the martial arts, author of Monster of the Sanderbans and the Gladiator Book 1, Gladiator and Jesus. Back with us on This Week in America, Tony Karangi, author of the Gladiator book series. Tony, it is a pleasure. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you to say. Did you read the book?
Love the book, and there's so much in there, and it's going to be fun to talk about it on the program today. By the way, our other interviews with Tony are available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll find them at Tony's website as well, Tony Karangi, Karangi.com. Let's start basically with how this all began for you. It's based, as I say, on A Course in Miracles. Give us a little bit of background, and then we'll talk about specifically Book 2. What is A Course in Miracles, and this has had such a tremendous impact on your life?
Okay, A Course in Miracles is a study. It's actually a self-help book, and its basic premise is that the world is an illusion. It's not even here, and that is the premise of it. This world is the cornerstone, and I first came across this in Rome, Italy. I was living there for 3 years, and when I heard that the world is an illusion, a complete illusion, not some sort of an illusion or something, an approximation to an illusion, but an absolute illusion. That just struck me. That's exactly how it should be. That just fit for me.
Yes.
So, and it has ever since, and it's becoming more and more fit for me. But I made up my mind to write the Gladiator right then, right on that. When I heard that, I said, okay, I'm going to write the Gladiator. And I even knew how it was going to end, because there was a dream that that the founder had, who wrote the book, described. It was actually described to her, and the dream ended in a cave. And so I already knew the ending of the story right there, though I knew nothing about A Course in Miracles.
That's an amazing story how this all began. There are four books that will be in the series. Book 2 is available now, as I mentioned, Lost, Tony Karangi, the author, and our guest on the program. Tell me about developing this into a series. When you started The Gladiator, did you realize this was going to be a series, or did it just sort of evolve as you evolved?
Well, I was going to write a book with four chapters, because that's about all that I had in me. So instead of, it was one book in four chapters, or it was four different books. But you have to be careful so that someone doesn't read the second book, say, and not know what it means.
Yes, yes.
Because if you just start reading the second book from the very beginning, you won't know what it means. So I try to stay that. I know more about the course now than I did, when I first read it. So I've tried to be faithful to the course. I've tried to be faithful, to course principles and to the clinical side of it too. I've tried to, handle the clinical stuff as well as I could.
Well, you do an excellent job with that. And that's interesting, because that has to be challenging to tell a story that people will find entertaining, thought-provoking, will read the story, move the story along, and at the same point be authentic to the principles in A Course in Miracles. How challenging is that to tell a story, but to make sure it's an authentic story?
I don't know if I it just I don't know. These couple books just came out. I mean, I didn't have, I just wrote them basically. I had to go back maybe and correct some course principles. That was it. As I learned the course, as I read the course and I learned more, I said, okay. So for instance, in I hope I didn't make a mistake in this book, but in A Course, everything is together. So I have to be careful not to use a word like a soul, like in Catholic school, I learned that we all have an individual soul.
Yes.
But individual is a dirty word in the Course, because the Course says God is. And what that means is that only God is. So we don't have individual souls. We're all part of the same soul. And there is just one. So, so I have to be careful with that. And I try to explain that along. So there is a difference between a soul and a mind that is beyond space and time, that's beyond the dream. The dream is the guilt-ridden dream is, or the tiny mad idea is the universe. That's its projection.
The first book in the series, and we've talked, this is the third program we've done with Tony. We talked about The Gladiator and Jesus. That book is available at Amazon, the usual places, at Tony's website, tonycarangi.com. This is book two, Lost. Give us a little bit of background on what we can expect when we read book two.
I don't know. I guess you'll never look at your shrink the same again.
Yes.
I don't know if you can pick that part out of it. There's a difference between the way the Course handles clinical treatment and, the rest of the world does. But I think just now, and this came out in the 70s, and I think just now, if you look at the popular self-help books in that are out there, they're just now coming around to this thing that of living in the now. I guess that was the Power of Now was the first book that I think really became popular, bringing this kind of thing forward. And the Course was way ahead of it. She wrote this back in the 70s or 60s. It was done by the 70s. They were editing it by the 70s. So it was it's quite far ahead of its time.
What has this meant for you? How has this impacted your life? I look at the background. Boy, you've got so much going. You've got the travel, so much you've done in your life, the education, the writing, the martial arts. What has this concept meant for you?
When I'm not losing my temper in traffic, what it's taught me is that I am, I believe that that my body is a projection. I believe everything that I look at around me is a projection. And the thing that, so what that means is that my life, my life is very temporal, but the mind that I am is eternal. And actually, so that's not even that, because there's no such thing as time. Time doesn't really pass and such, as I say, in heaven. It's just sort of, there is no time and there's no distance and there's no space. So we can't really explain these things or understand them with our body. But and we know so much, so little of the body. We can hear so very little, the range of visible light 0.00 something, and so it's taught me that the true me is beyond space and time, and it's eternal. So I'm not afraid, and I also have a mission, because before I came here, I was I was just an atheist, and I'm still an atheist, but I thought that I just thought that the world that I kind of condemned my Christians. Now I I just see them that it's, I don't know. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought.
Well, I know what you're saying and the impact that has made on you. And Tony Kurangi is our guest. He's back with us talking about the Gladiator book series. Kurangi is C-A-R-A-N-G-I. Book two is Lost, based on histories of two people. They meet, reincarnated lifetime after lifetime. Where do we pick up with these two people in book two? Where are they?
Well, they're in the Vietnam War, and they're on opposite sides of it. And and they do not recognize each other. And in fact, they won't recognize each other. They won't recognize each other until the end. I don't think they will. They will or won't recognize in any of the stories. Somebody else will, but they won't. And they don't recognize each other. But Lucilla is now a jungle fighter, and she is helping. She actually captures her American enemy, but instead of putting him to death, helps him. And he's trying to do, you know, he's trying to assassinate her at the end of the war. The war's already over, and this guy, an American assassin, is being sent back into North Vietnam to kill a Vietnamese general, after the war is over, and have nothing to do with the war. It has to do with that somebody thought that they had something on him, and so that was that.
What do you hope the reader takes away from reading this particular episode, book two in the Gladiator series, Lost? When it's over with, it's an entertaining story you tell. What do you hope is the takeaway, some of the themes that hopefully when it's over with, people will remember and implement in their lives?
Yeah, I mean, no, you said it there. I really hope that it's entertainment. You know, I hope it's entertainment.
Yes.
And to me, entertainment is, to be entertained is to be distracted, you know, and to be entertained is, I love to be entertained. Let's put it that way. Because I pick up a book or a movie because it makes my life better. And when I'm done, my life's not as good as it was when I was reading it. Otherwise, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have picked it up in the first place. Yes. So if I can do that, then that would be the great thing. I don't know. I'm not really trying to change anyone's life, I don't guess. I mean, sometimes, I say I still struggle with losing my temper in traffic. So this whole thing is, but it's a wake up call. It's a wake up call to me anyway.
Yeah, it's interesting when you say that, because it's like Tony's not perfect like all of us. That's what makes you so successful with the message in your writing. It's very realistic. We can all relate. We all think, okay, we've got everything under control. You get backed up in traffic and suddenly you find you don't have everything under control, certainly all of the time. The book is The Gladiator Book 2, Lost, Tony Kurangi. You were going to say something there.
Yeah, I don't know if I said, in the book, one of the concepts, it says anger is never justified. That's, I don't know if I put that in the second book or not, but that is, there are a lot of phrases like that those are jaw droppers for me. Anger is never justified. And the course really is, I mean, it doesn't give you any wiggle room. When I'm sitting in traffic and it doesn't matter what, my anger is not justified, and because I have it completely in my power to not be angry. And I've heard that. I just heard an OSHA tape say that too this morning, that the life is your life is meant to be joyful. Our natural state is a state of joy. So we give up that. I mean, and the thing is, I can't think of really when being angry has ever helped me.
Well, exactly. So, yes.
Yeah. So it doesn't get any better and it doesn't clear up the traffic. And anyway.
I know exactly what you're saying. And again, it's like in Tony's books, you'll read something, he says something, and you stop it and you think about that. And it's like sort of joy is a gift given to us, and we shouldn't, as the saying goes, let somebody steal that joy. And anger has never gotten this. When you're mentioning that, I'm thinking, boy, I don't remember any time when I've gotten angered. It's really helped me through a situation. It, in fact, if anything, I don't think clearly, and it's gotten me into to even more trouble. Time is going by so quickly here. Let's talk about book three is The Infinite Loop. Book four is The Last Pope. How are you coming with books three and four?
Well, book four is great. I have them done. By the way, they're done. They're basically done. So I just have to rewrite. But book three, I don't know. It's not as good as the second one, and I might not even put it out because I just don't have a plot for it. Basically, what in book three, one it takes place in thousands of years from, I guess, or maybe hundreds, in the time when we have what they call quantum computers. And a quantum computer, instead of a switch being on or off, simply that, on or off, a switch can be any number between, say, 0 and 1, or what they call uncountably many numbers. And the uncountable scale is the largest scale there is. So a quantum computer is that. And these guys, they come back and what it was for me, the whole thing about the world being an illusion. Well, this guy tells someone that, oh, the world is an illusion, and his graduate student in this thing doesn't believe it. The gladiator is now a graduate student. And he says, no, it doesn't believe it, that the world is an illusion. It's real, and science, listen to science and this and that. And he says, prove it to me. Show it to me that the world is an illusion. And even as he's saying that, the guy has already proven it to him. Yeah, the world is an illusion. And anyway, I'll just leave it at that. So well, it's already been done.
I remember when you talked about that before, and I love the concept. And The Last Pope, I'm waiting for that as well. And the first two books are available now. You'll find The Gladiator and Jesus and Lost at the usual places. And Tony's website, information there, you'll find, you can order the book there as well, tonycarangi.com. And I love the Facebook page you have. Talk about that. I'm going through there, and I'm seeing just the little clips there reframing how I see the world, and you've got different themes you just put out there. It takes a second to read that makes you think a little bit, and good pictures with that. What's the best way to find you on Facebook?
That's author Tony Carangi. That's at Facebook, A-U-T-H-O-R, Tony Carangi. And, Jay is doing a great job in the Facebook page for me. And I'm interested, though. I've reached out to some course teachers, and I've given my book to them. So I'm interested to get feedback from them and see how correct I stick to the principles and the clinical, stuff.
Well, you've got great information there.
Yeah.
You really do, and it's always such a pleasure. The time always goes by way too quickly. You will enjoy The Gladiator, Book 2, Lost. Book 1, as I say, The Gladiator and Jesus, available as well. Information at Tony's website, TonyCarangi, CARANGI.com. It's always a pleasure to have Tony on the program. I'll let you get back on the road. Hold your anger in traffic today. Get a little backed up. Just take a deep breath. You'll get through this here, okay? Says a guy who yells all the time. I'm the guy with nobody in the car, and I'm screaming as I'm going down the interstate. So I know what you're dealing with there, to an extent at least. Tony, it is always a pleasure. Thank you for pulling over, taking the time to chat with us. Looking forward to having you back on the program. Thank you for being with us on the show.
Okay. Thanks so much, Rick.
Tony, it is always a pleasure. Author Tony Carangi, our guest on the program, The Gladiator Book Series. Information on his website, TonyCarangi.com. Of course, Amazon. And you can link onto our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us, and link on directly. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.